The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Just Monday, Dom. Not even close to the weekend.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Of course, Rich on the board. Thank you, my friend. And you can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. We have a guest coming in the bottom of the hour, State Rep Katrina Shankland. She's a Democratic candidate for the 3rd Congressional District. We're going to talk to her at 5:30.
Well, here is the good news, Dom. You made it to the happier happy hour. We're rolling.
Yeah, yeah,
rolling, man. Into it. And you can be a part at 844-967-2789. But you brought something to my attention during the break, Dom. Trump's flying on Jeffrey Epstein's plane this week? I mean, it must be Epstein's former plane, right? Like Epstein's...
right.
Or is there something they're not telling us about Epstein?
Serendipity about it, right?
What do I need to know about this story, Dom? I was completely unaware. I'm taken aback by this story.
Oh, I don't have. We're going there right away, dude. Let's see. So Donald Trump using Jeffrey Epstein's plane. It's from the Miami Herald. Apparently, he flew in a blue Gulfstream, formerly owned by sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Trump, en route to his own private plane, he had a Montana. He had a unexpectedly landed in Billings because of a mechanical problem.
He is supposed to be in Bozeman, though.
You know, the Trump Force One had a problem. Apparently, the next day, he switched to a larger Gulfstream with a serial number that matches a plane once owned by Epstein, his former neighbor in Palm Beach. The campaign confirmed. A spokeswoman said this: the campaign had no awareness that the charter plane had been owned by Mr. Epstein. We heard about the former owner through the media. Now, if you'll recall, Epstein was arrested on sex trafficking charges in 2019, accused of sexually abusing more than 100 girls and young women over the decades. Epstein was subsequently found dead in his Manhattan jail cell a month later. His death ruled a suicide, long been a source of conspiracy theories. Trump's use of the plane is likely to add to public scrutiny regarding his relationship with Epstein, even though no evidence has surfaced that Trump was involved in Epstein's crimes. Now, we do know Donald Trump did make mention of Epstein at one point, saying, no, he likes the women on the younger side. You know, so Trump knew, if nothing else, maybe he didn't participate, but he knew what was going down.
Well, the woman that sued Prince Andrew,
yeah,
she was recruited from Mar-a-Lago. Epstein's Ghislaine Maxwell met her at Mar-a-Lago and took her back, and apparently she was sex trafficked as a teenager, underage, when she worked at Mar-a-Lago.
He was in the same social circles as Epstein and flew on Epstein's planes 6 times. From 1993 to 1997. Well, count it 7 times now, because apparently they got it through a third-party vendor, because Trump Force One apparently had some mechanical problems.
Dom, do
so
you...
you're on Epstein's plane? I mean,
do so you think
is that
there's...
the same plane that you were on before? I'm just curious. Is this, like, did you walk on? Did Epstein have multiple planes? Was this the plane that he was on, you know, 6 times back in the 90s? Like, hey, I remember this plane. Good times, great memories.
Prior DNA. Someone should go through that thing with the black light. That's all I got to say.
Gross.
844-967-2789. Carol's been patient. Welcome, Carol, from Madison. What do you got for us?
All right. Hey, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. I originally wanted even Governor Beshear or Mark Kelly for the VP pick, but I'm really psyched about Walz.
He's a fun guy, isn't he? I mean, like, charismatic, just a jolly, happy sort of guy.
He is great, and I don't think the Swift voting will work this go around because the Democrats are actually fighting it, and information is easier to find in 2024. I was really impressed when he stopped his speech when that person fainted.
Yeah, up in Eau Claire the other day. Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing. And what I really loved about it is he's doing a speech. He sees the person go down. And what's the first word out of his mouth? Oh.
Is that what he said? Ope.
Ope. Ope. Ope.
Ope. Ope. We need some help here. Yeah. First thing he said was ope. And then he drove the guy home. But first he made sure he had his belt on before he started the car, drove him and sat in the driveway till the guy got in safe. And then he mowed the lawn.
Carol, that sounds like a Trumpian exaggeration in some way, shape, or form, but it sounds better when you do it.
Well, it's a meme I saw.
It's a clever one. Carol, thanks for joining us today. 844-967-2789. Dom, I had seen, and if I can't find it, I'm not going to go there. I guess I'm not going to go there because I can't find it. 844-967-2789.
Great segue.
Yeah, I really made that smooth for the audience's sake, didn't I?
Great lead for me as well.
I actually wanted to talk about, well, here's where I wanted to go, and I would support it, but I don't need to support everything I say with somebody else's work or thoughts. Here's what I would say. This campaign, this Harris-Walz campaign, is more successful for fighting back, for standing up to it, for calling him freaking weird, for taking a little pot shot. Oh, I'd love to debate JD if I can get him off the couch. See what I did there? That, to me, is the way you fight against a bully like Donald Trump, right? I mean, Democrats, what did Michelle Obama said, you know, when they go low, we go high. And that worked okay. But they continued to come after her husband. And part of the way that Donald Trump built his political reputation was delegitimizing Barack Obama. I need his log-4 birth certificate. We're sending investigators to Hawaii. I mean, how does this freaking punk with the TV show get to make statements about the veracity of the presidency of the United States? You know what I mean? Like, how did he get to undermine Barack Obama?
Man, you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, so long as you're not libelous or slanderous. And knock yourself out. And who?
Other than the fact that if Barack Obama was not a public figure, I think he probably crossed that line.
I want to see your long-form birth certificate, Crudy.
I don't have one. Good luck.
Are you
with
an
that.
American citizen?
Doesn't even have my name on
there. How do I know that you even went to UW La Crosse?
Well, you were just saw AI. Me there. Yeah, it could have been.
This is all in my head. It's the Matrix. No, but listen, I mean, the guy can say what he wants. The crazy thing is, again, if he was up in a park on a soapbox, you'd be calling the cops on this guy. But you think he's got $4 billion, and now they're like, oh, hey, we love rich people so much, we're going to put this narcissist a-hole into office once. No, twice. We're going to try to do it again. No, for the third time they're trying. Because of what? He got robbed last time. Oh, election integrity. The whole thing. I can't get past it. It's insanity. And to have a regular campaign with candidates that want to serve, that have, you know, policy ideas that at least coincide with something I want. I mean, what is it? What's Donald Trump's policies? Tax cuts?
You got small hands.
Tax cuts. More tax cuts.
Well, that an insult.
2025. Oh, that wasn't me. I have no idea what who those people are, or what they actually said. Although I didn't agree with some of the things that were said. So it just, whether it not, it's the AI, the most recent thing of this madness that there's nobody showing up for Kamala Harris's crowds, and even the writings, man. I mean, what, Kevin McCarthy, the saying, talk about the issues, don't insult, you know, don't talk about the crowd size, get on to other things. Donald Trump cannot help himself.
Dominic Key, Fox, and this is what I was looking for, a Fox Business host, and Kellyanne Conway, both former Donald Trump advisors, are on the outside looking in, and neither likes what they're seeing.
Yeah, right?
Speaking Monday, Larry Kudlow, that guy's never been right about anything, but Kudlow ranted, don't want her off, don't call her stupid, and all kinds of names. Well, that's probably good advice. He went on to urge Trump.
He's not going
to
take it.
Well, he went on to urge Trump to stay on message, but didn't mention what that message is. Conway claimed there's a winning formula for Trump and even called it plain to see. Her instruction, less insults, more insights. I've been given that instruction often, Dom, and I don't take that advice either.
Yeah, exactly. And Trump's not going to either. I did read another, you know, righty consultant type say, you know, Trump's got to do two things, not doing either one. One, he needs to define Kamala Harris, and he's not doing that. She's doing that. And he needs to redefine himself. Good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that. He is the king of insults. This is what he does. He's the Andrew Dice Clay of presidential politics. And the shtick is getting really, really old, especially when you see, you know, the headliner come on stage. You know what I mean?
Hickory dickory dock. Did you hear this one? I feel like I told this one before.
I know, right?
It's rigged. They cheated me.
I'm going to build a wall. Musk's going to pay for it. COVID's going to go away. It's like we've done a really good job. I mean, it's everything. There's a litany of asinine, crazy-ass things that this man has said and done and continues to do. And if you ask my humble opinion, he continues to get worse.
Here are a few others, Dom. Biden's prepared to have the FBI assassinate Donald Trump, according to Trump.
Don't forget that one.
Democrats' messaging is to blame for the assassination attempt on Trump.
It's all the Dems' fault, right?
It is. Right. Biden faked COVID. Faked it.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't true.
Did he mention he went down in a helicopter with Willie Brown? Trump did. Come back. No. More devils.
No, he didn't.
I got a whole list. You probably move.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going there next, 844-967-2789. Stick around. Wisconsin State Rep. Katrina Shankland. She is running for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Got a primary going on tomorrow. She's going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
I'm on the text line. Llama's got my back here. I will back Rudy. He reads our texts no matter how bad the spelling is. Yeah. I try to clean him up. You know, I try to.
Yeah. FCC and all that.
Here's a question from Lynn in Oconomowoc. Hey, Crudy, as a convicted felon, can Trump vote? When is he being sentenced? The sentencing is scheduled for September 18th. I've got that day circled on my calendar.
Yeah, it's coming quick.
As far as him losing his ability to vote, presumably for himself, one thinks he would vote for himself, narcissist and all. But I don't think the felony will be in play because he will have stated, or the courts will have stated, he will appeal post-sentencing, our understanding. We've asked a few legal experts. And he apparently is registered in Florida, and those are New York felonies, right? And a typical felon in Florida, our understanding, would lose the right to vote under the fact that they're a felon in a different jurisdiction. But I'm not clear. It would not shock me if Trump didn't bother voting. That's for the little people, suckers and losers vote. I need your vote, but I'm not gonna vote.
Even if I get your vote, but I don't get enough of your votes, and like the other team gets more votes, I'm still gonna stay and say it was stolen because I'm a narcissist weirdo.
Dom, I bet it's about 50-50 if he gets Melania's vote. It's a coin flip at best.
At best.
844-967-2789. Don from Milwaukee. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hello, Don.
Hi, gentlemen. Saturday they had Saturday Evening News. Maybe you heard about this, and I didn't know what the point of it was. Trump was supposed to have been said that he was on a helicopter flight with Willie Brown, and that he was supposed to have said some terrible things about Kamala Harris, and then they asked him about. To ask Willie Brown about it. I guess he's the mayor of San Francisco.
Well, he had been many years ago.
Well, yeah, right. And I was just wondering why he brought that up. What was he trying to prove that it came out that...
He's an old man with a faulty memory, Don, because it was a different black man, not Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco. He apparently was... on a flight, and I heard it described by someone else that was on the flight. This was not a near-death experience. This was like some turbulence. And,
oh, I see.
And Don nearly crapped himself, and the person telling the story said he was terrified. But it wasn't even Willie Brown he was on the flight with.
It was supposed to be Jerry Brown.
Well, I don't know if the former governor of California was on the flight or not. I had heard that as well.
Yeah, it was a helicopter.
But it was a different black guy. It wasn't even the former mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah,
so,
right. But I couldn't understand. Is he losing his, because his dad had Alzheimer's, I don't know if you know that at all. So I'm wondering if he is catching the same thing, So, anyhow, just a thought. So...
Appreciate your call. Appreciate your thoughts,
Don. Yeah, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. I'm not one to analyze someone, via the telly or the YouTubes, but, man, the guy certainly got problems. I would certainly say that. And, if it were Joe Biden saying, hey, I was on a helicopter ride with Sting from the police, and we almost crashed, and the dude came out and said, no, man, that was never me. What are you talking? You think, oh, my God, this guy's losing his freaking mind. And it's just another thing of Donald Trump. I don't know, trying to inject himself into the story, stay ahead of something to make himself, to prop himself up. It's a defensive mechanism because he's so ungodly insecure, as evidenced by the massive amount of narcissism he has.
844-967-2789. Someone should read ahead before we report this to the audience. I'll use the commercial break to get ahead of this, but new breaking headlines at the Washington Post. The FBI probing alleged Iran hack attempts targeting both Trump and the Biden campaigns. Now, earlier we had understood that it was being reported that Trump's campaign had been hacked, but we didn't really believe it, did we, Dom? We questioned anything this guy says.
Everything that comes out of this campaign is certainly out of Trump's mouth. Has to be questioned for its veracity, certainly.
But now it also would appear the Biden campaign was targeted. So let me read ahead in that during the commercial break. Let's take Tom from Jackson. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm wondering, is tomorrow going to be the VP debate? And if so, are you guys going to be playing it?
The VP debate, actually, the only one I've heard proposed was September 3rd. And I haven't seen that anyone's accepted it yet. I don't think we've got a VP debate yet. The claim being is, they might still switch out Tim Walz, I guess. But after the DNC starts 1 week from today. So they're not going to jam anything in between now and the big Democratic show next week. Dom and I will be down in Chicago. We're pulling the best damn coverage ever next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I would say as... Labor Day happens as we turn to September and back to school. And, we're in that final 60-day sprint. I think we will see at least one vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and, you know, Tim Walz, of course, Tom, if they can get Vance off the couch.
Vance off the couch. Thanks for the call, Tom.
844. See,
we can go there readily, easily, often. I just prefer that, you know, Walz and Harris keep it a little more above board than us.
Can
I like to be the lowest bar.
Can we be both insightful and insulting?
I think that's what we do best.
I think you're right. We got to find guests. We'll try to bring you insights and not insult her, but, you know, no promises. You know how we are. She is Katrina Shanklin. She is running for the nomination in the third CD, wants to go up against Drunky Van Orden in the general. And she's got a opponent, Rebecca Cook. We'll talk about the contentious race for the Dem nomination in the third CD. We'll talk with Katrina Shanklin, a state lawmaker. She's next. Dem, you want to insult anyone before we go to break? I see CJ in the queue. He would be an obvious target. Keep holding, CJ. Today could be your day for sure-sies.
Just hold on, baby.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is partisan primary eve Monday, and it is a happy hour, Dom, and it gets better right now. We got a fine guest. She's joining live via phone. She is Katrina Shanklin, currently in the State Assembly. She is running to be congressperson, congressman. I guess technically, Katrina, you'd be congressman Katrina Shanklin if you win. Katrina, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. It's been too long.
Hi, Katrina.
Hey, it has been too long. Thanks for your patience, you guys. We have been all over the 3rd Congressional District, hundreds of miles a day, and not everywhere has reception. So we are sitting at a park shelter in Platteville right now. We've got great reception, and I'm so glad to be here with you.
My understanding is you have been on the barnstorming tour, and are you companioned with David Hogg? Is that my understanding?
David Hogg is right next to me. Do you want to say hi?
He can certainly say hi. We would.
Hi, David.
Hey,
hi,
how David. Are you doing?
Excellent.
I was listening to your radio show on the way in from Madison, and I called up Katrina, and I was like, you got to get on this. And what it turns out is that she's been traveling so much around the district constantly. I had no idea how bad the reception is out here, so it's been really hard to schedule this interview, but I'm really glad that she's on now. Also, you guys have some great cheese curds out here. I've been learning about the different types, and I got to give a shout-out to to Spotted Cow beer that Katrina introduced me to. I've been getting the whole Wisconsin treatment, and I love your show as well. Thank you so much for having us on, and I ask that anybody that's out there, please support Katrina coming up just tomorrow. In this election, I'm out here, and there aren't really any other congressionals I'm working in this election. It's because I really, really believe in Katrina. She's not taking corporate money, and that's one of the reasons my organization, Leaders We Deserve, is supporting her so much. We wanted to stay out of the primary, but it got really nasty with lies being spread about her, and I knew that we needed to have the strongest candidate possible to defeat this insurrectionist, Derek.
Yeah, Derek. I won't put words into your mouth, sir, but I consider him something of a day drunk, Derek Van Orden. David Hogg, thank you. Are we speaking with Katrina or David at this point?
I'm here now.
All right. Well, you're on the ballot. I mean, that's quite an impressive companion today out on the stump. Again, David Hogg from Leaders We Deserve. Katrina, it's been a lot of mileage. It's been a lot of barnstorming. Tomorrow is the big day. Tell people why you're the right candidate to represent the third and win this seat back.
Absolutely. Well, I'm the only candidate in this race who's held public office, won a tough election, or won an election at all, and passed a bill into law. Experience really matters here because we know we get one clear shot at taking on and defeating Derek Van Orden. And I believe strongly we could have won 2 years ago, but there was a lack of investment from national partners last time. That's not the case anymore. They have made very clear that this is going to be a key priority to them. And the difference this time around is I have built a winning coalition that's really unprecedented in a competitive primary. We have 20 labor unions from both AFT and WEAC, the state's statewide teacher unions to local firefighters, bricklayers, plumbers, and electricians. We've got UAW and UFCW, as well as Alliance for Retired Americans and the state AFL-CIO. And it isn't just labor standing with me. It's pro-democracy and good government groups like End Citizens United and Social Security Works, which works hard to protect Social Security and Medicare. We also have two environmental groups, the National League of Conservation Voters, as well as Clean Wisconsin's Action Fund. So we have a diverse and amazing coalition, and we're incredibly honored to have recently picked up the Leaders We Deserve endorsement, because they are all about elevating bold leaders unafraid to take on the challenges of this generation and to win. And so I think my experience is what really resonates with voters. We just finished our 9th stop in 3 days across the 3rd Congressional District, and we're really proud of the support we've been gaining along the way.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is State Legislator Katrina Shanklin. She's running for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Katrina, it's always a pleasure. The chippiness between your campaign and some of your rivals, Cook, some of the issues that have been written up about in the Cap Times, they did an editorial on your position on Badger Care, what your objections were, what your positions have been, what you tried to accomplish. I want to give you an opportunity, Katrina. What have you done to try to expand healthcare in the state of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that opportunity, because I've actually passed bills to lower prescription drug costs, including increased access to epinephrine and cracking down on PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, and the gag clause. I've also passed bills to make healthcare more accessible, including launching the state's community paramedicine program and mobile integrated telehealth, which all that means is if you're urban, rural, or suburban, you have increased access to care because of my work. Over the last 12 years, I've had my name on the Badger Care expansion bill to cover 90,000 more people and save $2 billion of taxpayer money for 12 years straight. And you can take that to the bank. That's why Governor Evers got involved. That's why legislators from the third got involved and Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer got involved, because to see a dark money group and my opponent spread false negative attacks in a Democratic primary is wrong, period.
Katrina, I mean, certainly your opposition cannot coordinate with these third-party groups. You put the blame for these misleading ads at her feet and her campaign's feet. Who do you hold responsible 100%. For the misleading ads?
Yep. She sent out two mailers with the exact same information that was on her website. On her website on July 25th at 4:20 p.m., she put these attacks, three different lines of attack, on what's called a red box, which is asking independent expenditures to spend money a certain way on your behalf as a candidate. And I put out a press release within 12 hours of seeing that and calling on her to step down and stand down on that negative false attack, because it doesn't just affect me. It affects literally dozens of other Democrats in both houses, some of whom are running in competitive districts down ballot and for Congress, not just me. And so I think choosing to take this race negative is deeply disappointing. It's harmful to democracy. Calling on dark money groups to attack another Democrat in a primary is wrong. And I think it's important to point out that, you know, she has falsely accused me of starting the race negative when she's called me a career politician since October. And when we chose to highlight the fact that I've been in public service for years, delivering results for working families and seniors with a funny ad that the majority of folks, in fact, almost unanimously across the district really liked. We get comments about it every single day positively. She called that an attack. And I think, look, if you can't handle an ad like that of me cutting my husband's hair and factually pointing out that she's never held public office before, you certainly can't beat a Navy SEAL and serve in Congress.
Katrina Shanklin, if you get to Congress, what would your position be on a national health care, a universal health care? What would you like to see done if we were able to somehow wrestle away control of Congress, have a Democratic president? What would you endorse?
We have 15,000 lobbyists in our nation's capital, and many of them lobby on health care and prescription drug costs. And I'm proud to have been not only the only candidate who's gotten End Citizens United's endorsement, but who's also been taking the lead on disavowing corporate PAC money. And that gives me the independence and leadership ability to really lead on making healthcare more affordable and expanding opportunities. And so I've been on a bill There's a Badger Care public option bill. I've had my name on multiple times in the state capitol. I support a public option. I know that that at a minimum is where we need to start when House Democrats take the majority in January. And I think it's important to recognize that some of these special interests that have been spending money against me with false attack ads probably are motivated to not see that happen because they make money off of killing healthcare reform. So I'm taking not only a bold stance on ending corporate money in politics and ending Citizens United, but I also know we have a mandate to protect the promise of Medicare and Social Security. We know that by 2035, there's going to be solvency issues. So we have to do more to make it more affordable and to make it cover more things, whether it's dental, vision, and hearing, or whether it's not only expanding Medicare Part D, but also ensuring more people can buy into it. And that's something I'm committed to.
Katrina Shanklin, our fine guest, she's running for the U.S. Congress in the 3rd CD. Now, Katrina, let's assume you win the primary tomorrow. Come Wednesday, you would be more than willing to be the recipient of DCCC money, would you not? Whatever it takes to be Derek Van Orden. And I guess here's my only question. I don't mean to frame it through my own ideology. I'm not down for money in politics any more than you are, Katrina, but should any campaign unilaterally disarm, or aren't you all out there using whatever tools are at your disposal to try and win a primary and ultimately to try and win a general election?
My opponent has been creating false equivalency between me saying clearly, openly, and repeatedly that no person in a Democratic primary should ever ask dark money groups to come in and go negative with false attacks against another Democrat. She said very differently than what I just said. And I want to be clear, there's a reason why. It's because she's the one who's benefited from conservative-leaning dark money groups like Welcome PAC and like the New Dem Majority PAC, which has been falsely attacking me and other Democrats with the same voting record. And that's the difference here. So I want to be clear, come Wednesday, we are doing everything possible to beat Derek Van Orden. And come January, when we not only take office, but have a House Democratic majority, we are doing everything possible to reform the system in the same way that Russ Feingold did. We know that these big PACs that take over elections and not only harm our democracy with these false attacks are having, in some cases, in some elections, more power than the voters, and that's wrong. And so for me, campaign finance reform is about putting voters back in the driver's seat. And when it comes to ensuring that people in Congress are doing the right thing, there's 69 End Citizens United pledges this Congress, 17 End Citizens United senators. So total, we have just over 80 folks who have taken this pledge. I will be, I think, the 86th person or 87th person who's taken that No Corporate PAC pledge. I want to see 535 people in both houses take that pledge so we can end Citizens United together. And I think that's important.
Katrina Shanklin, our fine guest. Derek Van Orden is the current congressman in the 3rd. It hurts me a little bit to say that, Katrina. I was in Eau Claire the other night, post Kamala Harris rally, and I did watch the local news. I watched actually out of La Crosse, and I saw a Derek Van Orden ad. He's already running his general election ads. Obviously, he's got something of a war chest, and he sort of makes himself out to be this grandfatherly gentleman farmer type. Well, how are you going to characterize this man if you have the opportunity, if you win the primary and you're the Democratic representative? What would you say about Derek Van Orden? You going low or you going to stay high and above the fray? How are you going to fight this guy?
This guy gets my goat. I saw that ad just like you did. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, we need to take him on without reservation. Derek Van Orden was at the Capitol on January 6th. He was wearing an earpiece and he crossed the police lines, according to photos published by the Daily Beast. Let's be clear, that's disqualifying. He has no business serving in public office, let alone Congress. The only thing this man has delivered on is embarrassing national headlines. He can't pass bills. He barely understands how to serve on the Agriculture Committee. He withdrew an amendment for dairy farmers and dairy innovation instead of getting it passed when he has the majority. And so I think the best candidate to take Derek Van Orden on and win is the candidate who's passed 225 bipartisan bills into law under governors from both parties to advance not only healthcare affordability and prescription drug affordability, but also support our farmers and first responders and invest in infrastructure. So we're working hard to make Derek Van Orden a one-term member of Congress. There's a place for people like him. It's definitely not Congress. I'd love to send him back to Minnesota while we get people like Tim Walz and Kamala Harris elected too. And that's our goal. It's our mandate. And I think we're going to be as factual as possible when we hold him to account. We have his voting record, the bills he's failed to pass on behalf of his constituents, and the many ways he's embarrassed us, from screaming at kids in the Capitol to screaming at a librarian, a teenage librarian in the district in Prairie du Chien. And so we know that's not acceptable behavior, and the best candidate to take on someone with no character or temperament is a candidate who's gotten things done for workers, farmers, and families, and that's me.
Katrina, if elected to the Congress, will you pledge to always have a cold beer in the morning for your constituents like Derek does?
You know what? I don't take many pledges. The No Corporate PAC pledge is the big one, because I believe so strongly that we have to take on these big, powerful, special interests and win so that people can truly be represented by their federal representatives. But I do pledge to have an open door policy in my office and meet with folks so that we can really work together to protect our democracy from extremists and expand voting rights and to codify Roe v. Wade and strengthen reproductive freedoms, including IVF and contraception.
Katrina, real quick, sorry. I want you to be able to tell people how they can find out more about you before we're out of time here completely.
Absolutely. I want folks to go to KatrinaShanklinForCongress.com. You can also click on facts if you have any questions about the attacks that you guys mentioned today. You can also click on issues to view my thoughts on many issues.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. We are all crazy now. It's our last segment of the day. If you want to get crazy with us, hit us up on the lines, 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our most recent guest, Katrina Shanklin, state lawmaker running for Congress in CD3. That's most of Western Wisconsin. And then there's that thumb out part that goes and grabs Stevens Point. You know, this was a gerrymandered map, and the congressional maps are not being changed. So we are still using the least changed maps on the congressional side from like 10 years
ago. On the
federal
side.
Yeah, they're still in place. But Katrina Shanklin running in the third primary tomorrow. And don't forget, vote against the constitutional amendment. No is the correct answer.
No.
Let the misleading Scott Walker. You wouldn't want Scott Walker spending federal monies unchecked, would you? I can't believe they're using Scott Walker for evil.
Well, of course they are.
Sort of a typecasting, isn't it? 844-967-2789. Also, I told you I would keep an eye on the breaking news that we are seeing at the Washington Post. I guess I saw it reported first, but both the Biden campaign and the Donald Trump campaign apparently were hacked by Iranians, Dom, or at least there was some effort made. And in the case of the Trump campaign, they apparently got the Oppo research against J.D. Vance and dumped a 278-page file with Politico. All the worst things about J.D. Vance in his entire history. He cleansed his soul on paper, and the Iranians hacked the... What do you think the Trump team's password was? MAGA? MAGA 2024?
Admin, lowercase.
Rigged?
Stop the steal.
So I'm sure there'll be more reporting about this, but anyways... Foreign interference in elections. That never happens in this country.
No, not at all.
844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, welcome back, fella. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Well, Trump probably sold the information to Iran, Russia, and that grouping of people in the first place. So I say, of course, vote no tomorrow on those two propositions like you said. And I say get out there and vote for Katrina Shanklin. She's somebody that's against money in politics and says it so succinctly like she did. You guys know me. Get money out of politics is my number one issue of all. So So if that's a person that gets behind and Citizens United gives her the nod, then I would say everybody should vote for her in terms of getting, you know, money out of politics. As far as that story goes about the Trump and Brown, yeah, it was Jerry Brown, our white governor. Actually, it was also Gavin Newsom. And Trump was on a plane with them because he was going to the Paradise Fires. Had nothing to do with Willie Brown, who was a black man. So I really think Trump, Donald, with OLD and dementia, kind of need to go together, and people need to start questioning, especially our media, why is this guy not stepping down? He's so old, and he's got so many issues going on right now that, you know, what, you're going to have J.D. Weirdo be in charge of everything? Scares the hell out of me, I'll tell you that much. So, yeah, I hope everybody gets out and votes tomorrow because polls don't matter. It's what voting is what matters, and I hope for the best of...
Are you a cat lady, Tom? Are you a childless cat lady, Tom?
Yeah, I sure am. Childless cat lady, my friend. Absolutely. Wear it with pride. Just like Taylor Swift.
I hear him meowing in the background. I'm like, what? I thought there was a kid. At first, I'm like, you know, maybe he's babysitting a friend or a neighbor's kid or whatever, but then I start hearing him.
Here's something.
I heard a cat. Yeah, yeah, it was his cat, I believe. Here is what I was referencing in regards to Donald Trump. Former California lawmaker Nate Holden says he was on the scary helicopter ride with Trump, not Willie Brown. So former Los Angeles City Councilman and California State Senator Nate Holden said Friday that he was with former President Trump in a helicopter ride that made an emergency landing, despite Trump saying it was former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Willie is a short black guy living in San Francisco, Holden said in an interview. I'm a tall black guy living in Los Angeles. I took this to mean, well, he said it for me, Dom. I guess we all look alike. Not Crudy's words, just for clarity's sake. But apparently, Trump must have mistaken his black lawmakers.
Shocking.
Or
shocking.
His elected. Black friend.
The Washington Post reporting regarding these alleged hacks. While the FBI suspects Iran is behind the phishing attempts that were tracked in June, it's less clear to investigators if the nation is also responsible for sending of internal campaign data to reporters. The Washington Post and Political have both reported they were contacted by a person claiming to have access to internal Trump campaign documents, used an AOL account, and the name Robert. The last person I knew that had an AOL account was Vice President Mike Pence. Did that also get hacked? His password. Or didn't he get his password hacked? Pretty sure.
I remember he had the AOL. Yeah. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you all for listening to this show. Tomorrow's election day. Go vote. Vote no on the constitutional amendments in the state of Wisconsin. Thank you to our fine guest, Katrina Shanklin. She is on the ballot tomorrow if you live in the third CD, and that's most of the left side of Russ Feingold's hand. And then, like, the mole in the middle. That's Stephen's point, that mole on Russ's hand. Thank you, Rich, for what you do. Glad to have you back, little buddy. 1 week from today, going on the road for the greatest DNC coverage anyone's ever heard on the radio. I feel quite confident you will listen. Thank you for doing so in advance. Thank you in advance.